Now, our guest writers today are Dawn Knox and Colin Payne, who have co-written the novel The Future Brokers. So a very good afternoon to Dawn and to Colin. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
And also just have to welcome back Sylvia, who's there in her loft surrounded by books. So hi to Sylvia as well. Colin, you knew your co-writer Dawn very well from the Basildon Writers Group and Brentwood Writers Circle. What did you feel that Dawn would bring to the novel, and where did that story come from initially?
Right, well, this has been knocking around in my head for some time, some years actually, nagging at me. The idea that science fiction was all about whizzy spaceships and aliens and conflict between humans and rampant artificial intelligence. And I said to myself, why did it have to be just that way? Yeah. And about 2 years ago, I decided there was a way around it to avoid the cliches and tell a story that everybody could relate to. And the key was to set it within the likely lifetime of most of the people who are listening today. So it's set in 2050, which is only 30 years hence. And the two youngsters, young people in our book, are about 30 years old in 250. So they will have been born about now.
Yeah.
Oh, you might have walked down Brentwood High Street and passed them. They were in their buggies.
Yeah.
So... That's the sort of age. And, you know, 30 years ago, there was no Google. There was no internet.
Mm.
No airbags in cars. No power steering. The first mobile phones had just arrived, but you couldn't text because they didn't have a keypad.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
So that's where the story came from, that we would look 30 years ahead and see where we went from there.
Yeah, because as you're right, it's just technology has just leapt forward in the last, last 30 years. You said now we can't even imagine. You couldn't have a film now without people walking about with a mobile phone. In fact, when you look back at some of the films from sort of the 80s, it's unusual that everybody's got their head up when they're walking along, because now, obviously, when you get on trains or anywhere else, everyone's got their mobile devices. Just going to say hi to Dawn Knox. Dawn, what did you think when Colin approached you with the idea of co-writing together? Because it's quite an unusual thing for two writers to write a novel together.
Yes, well, I was actually very, very surprised. Colin mentioned an idea for a book and I thought it was something he was going to write. But when he asked me if I wanted to collaborate with him on his idea for The Future Brokers, I was amazed, but I didn't hesitate once I realised what he was talking about, because it sounded so exciting. And initially we spent quite a lot of time planning, and we decided that the story would be written from the point of view of two main protagonists, George and Serena. And to begin with, it seemed sensible that Colin would write George's chapters and I would write Serena's, but in the end, it didn't seem to work out like that. We sat down, we planned each chapter before we started, and then one of us would write it and send it to the other one, who would critique it, and then it would go back and forth, until we both signed it off and agreed that it was right, and then we'd move on to the next chapter.
Now, you started all this off before we went in. Who knew this pandemic was around the corner? But you started it off before then. So has it been easy to sort of get stuff together? Because you have actually had to go onto Zoom and use all technology rather than being able to meet up.
Yeah.
We just went on Zoom, and we quite often went on FaceTime and so on, and just planned it. I think Colin would prefer, Colin, wouldn't you, to meet in person?
Oh, yes, I much prefer that.
Well, we should be able to next week possibly meet in the garden, which would be nice, out in the pub garden. Sylvia's still there, aren't you, Sylvia? Yes, I can see. Yep, she's still there in the background. She's not got a microphone on. I thought she was going to be joining in. Hello, Sylvia. How are you?
Hello.
And Sylvia, I just wanted to ask you, how do you know Colin, and how do you know Dawn?
They both came to Brentwood Writers Circle a couple of years back. 2016.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. So that's how everybody
and,
knows.
And yes. And Dawn came and joined us in London and I think she quite enjoyed it. Met lots of published writers, isn't that right, Dawn?
Yes, that's right. Yes, I belong to the SWWJ too, yes.
So you're both actually, you both published books outside of obviously writing this novel together. So what is your sort of specialist areas? Because you both write, obviously you're different. So Colin, what sort of things do you normally write about?
Well, I've got a couple of novels and a short story book. So they are really sort of a family one. They're a bit hopefully amusing. And they take a story forward on the two books of two young people who inherit a public park, which is a bit of an unusual thing to worry about. And it goes through their life and all the things that are thrown at them, financial arguments with the local council and stuff like that. So it's sort of an amusing but based on a factual book. It's not a great romance, although the two of them do eventually get married.
Yeah.
So that was my sort of thing. And then the short stories were a whole range of stories about different forms of transport, from planes to ships to motorbikes to bicycles, everything. Mm. So they were just short stories about travel.
And what about yourself, Dawn? Tell us about some of your books.
Well, I've had a go at a few different things, actually. I've been doing recently some historical novels, historical romances. I'm also doing a series of very quirky, strange stories, which hopefully also are humorous. And my favourite of all is a book I've written about the First World War, which is 100 stories, and each story is exactly 100 words. And that one is probably my absolute favourite. But I like having a go at all sorts of different genres, really.
Now, the novel you've written together, The Future Brokers, it's got nothing can prepare you for a future where spies, governments and artificial intelligence vie for power and drive a love story like no other. So is this novel, have you got it in your minds for it to actually go into a film? Can you see it as a film?
Yes, come along, anyone who wants to produce and place loads of money in our hands, yes. I'm sure we will be only too happy to oblige.
Excellent, and the novel is out now, so if people want to get hold of it, that you've got a trailer of you for it on YouTube too.
Yeah.
Did you say go ahead.
We got four, actually. Yeah, there's four on YouTube, yeah.
So when people go there, you just got little sections of the book that you're reading out?
No, they're just trailers. They're just like a film trailer.
Oh, brilliant.
There's nobody reading it, yeah.
Excellent. Brilliant. So, sorry, go ahead, Colin.
Yeah, Dawn's been doing these trailers, very inventive. But if you actually want to buy the book, it's on Amazon. You can look it up as The Future Brokers or either of our names, and you will find it there. And it's an e-book and also a paperback.
Excellent. So there we go. That is The Future Brokers. It is a novel. It's out now by Dawn Cox and Colin Payne. And if you want to get hold of a copy of it, we will put all the details up on the website and you can find the details there. If you want to find out more about Colin, it's all the W's, colinpaynewriter.com. And Dawn's page is mybook.2/DawnKnox. But as I said, I'll put all the details up and a link to the YouTube channel as well. It's lovely to talk to you both, and also Sylvie there in the background. So I wish you all the best, and hopefully, Sylvia, we should be able to have you back in the studio around May, end of May time. Fingers crossed.
Look forward to it.
Lovely. Great to talk to you all. You have a fantastic day, and I wish you all the best with the novel. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you.
That sounds good. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye. That sounds like a fantastic read. Do you know what? I love a little bit of sci-fi, and I love things. It's because it's set only 30 years in the future. It that really does appeal to me. But I'll put all the details up. It's called The Future Brokers, and it's by Colin Payne and Dawn Knox. Just coming up to 12:60.